今天我们会看雅各书。
If you happen to attend the adult Sunday school classes, you have probably studied James last year.
如果上一年你有参加英文主日学，你就已经读过这一本书了。
So I won't go through all of the details of the time of writing and all of these things because I know that you probably have heard them before.
所以我知道大家可能对这一本书也很熟悉，所以我也不做特别的介绍。
But I would like to say this, that James wrote the book for a very good purpose.
但是我想跟大家讲，就是雅各是有一个特别的原因，他是写这本书。
James wrote this book so that Christians could see if God was working in their lives.
雅各写这本书就是让基督徒知道神在他们的身上所做的是什么。
So he tackles issues like trials in life and preferential treatment as a way that we can tell if God is actually working in us or not.
所以他用试炼还有别的生命方面的一些题目来让我们看见神有没有在我们的生命中做工。
Today we will just look at the issue of trials in our lives.
今天我们会特别在我们生命的经过的试炼上面我们来看。
About 3 weeks ago, I went on vacation for a week.
在大概三个礼拜以前，我休假了一个礼拜。
I was visiting with my mother.
我去探我的妈妈。
And I went to the grocery store with her.
我跟她一起去这个超市买菜。
And my mother is, I believe she's 78.
她是现在78岁。
And she immediately grabs a hold of a carriage.
她马上拿了一部那个车，手推车。
And the reason is that it helps her walk, keeps her steady.
因为手推车她可以扶着走。
She usually doesn't walk very fast.
她通常都不是跑得很快。
But you put a carriage in front of her and everything changes.
但是你把她放在手推车后面，什么都改变。
All of a sudden, I see my mother going through the aisles like she's in a race car.
她好像开赛车一样，推着车到处跑。
And to be honest with you, she's not driving very carefully.
她也不是很小心。
I had to kind of speed up to catch up with her.
我要跑快一点，跟她跟着她。
But really, I was happy to see that.
但是我很高兴看到她这样。
Because it was only a few years ago that she had some physical ailments.
因为几年前她经过一些身体上面的不适。
It started out with cataract surgery on both eyes.
开头就是她的眼睛要开刀。
And then she had her gallbladder removed.
然后她有把她的胆也切除了。
And then she was visiting with us and she fell down and she actually cracked a bone in her shoulder.
然后她来探我们的时候不小心摔倒了，这里的这个骨头也破了，也断了。
Just from that injury alone, I think it took her about a year to recover.
我想她的骨头需要超过一年的时间才复原。
So to be honest with you, I was glad to see her speeding around in the grocery store.
所以我我这一次看到他到处飞跑，我事实上蛮高兴的。
You know, she had some trials in her life.
他经过一些试炼。
And they lasted about a year and a half.
这个时间大概是有一年半。
One thing after another.
一件又一件的事。
It's the type of thing that can discourage a person.
我想很多时候我们会对这样的事经过就很灰心。
It's the type of thing that can discourage us in trusting in God.
可能灰心到一个地步，我们很难相信神。
James addresses this issue of trials.
那雅各就跟我们讲这一件事。
And he says five things about them.
他对我们讲五件事。
That will help us to endure them.
这五件事能够使我们可以忍耐。
He kind of gives us a road map on how to handle trials.
就好像给我们一幅地图一样。
Let's look at the first thing that he says.
我们先看第一点。
It's found in verse 2.
是在第二节。
In verse 2, James says to consider it all joy.
第二节，雅各跟我们说，我们要以为大喜乐。
When we have trials.
当我们在试炼中。
Now I find that pretty funny.
我想这很可笑。
Matter of fact, I find that impossible.
我想事实上是不能够这样做。
How can I possibly have joy when I'm experiencing difficulty of one sort or another in my life?
我们在不同的试炼中怎么会喜乐呢？
But James says to consider it pure joy.
但是雅各跟我们说，我们要以那为大喜乐。
That means he doesn't expect us to just put on a happy face.
就是不是要只是要笑脸迎人。
He says that we should truly be able to find joy when hardship comes upon us.
他的意思就是当试炼来到我们的身上，我们真的是要能够找到喜乐。
Well, how do we do that?
这怎么做呢？
Well, later in verse 3, he says this.
第三节就跟我们这样讲。
He says, knowing that the testing of your faith produces endurance.
第三节说，我们的信心经过试验，就生忍耐。
The second thing that James tells us about trials is that we should have a mind that understands their purpose.
第二点，雅各跟我们讲，就是试炼是有它的原因。
If we James says that we should understand that God has a purpose for trials in our lives.
雅各说，我们要明白神把试炼放在我们身上是有他的原因。
And he actually says that we should expect them to come into our lives.
他事实上说是我们应该是有这个考验在我们身上的。
So if we understand why we have them, we'll actually be able to accept them joyfully.
那如果我们知道我们是会经过考验的话，我们就可以有喜乐的心来接受。
Well, what is God trying to do with trials in our lives?
神为什么把试炼放在我们生命中呢？
He's trying to make us stronger.
他是我们要我们更坚强。
Spiritually stronger.
在属灵上面坚强。
It's very much like entering into a sport or training activity.
就好像是你要做一些参加一些运动比赛一样。
I remember when I was a high school boy, I made the soccer team.
我记得我在中学的时候，我是参加那个足球在校队。
And I loved being on the soccer team.
我很喜欢在这个足球队里面。
But what I hated was the practices.
但是我不喜欢的就是要去练习。
Especially in the beginning.
特别是开始的时候。
Because they would make us have two practices every day.
因为他要我们每天有两次的这个practice. 练习。
Sorry. I just want to say that Y. Kit had mentioned to me how sometimes it's so difficult to translate my sermon because the words aren't there in the Chinese. Excuse me for making it difficult sometimes.
That's okay. Keep going.
Okay, all right, keep going. All right. Well, what happened was, after the first day of practice, I got home and I realized I could barely move my legs.
有时候回到家，我发觉我腿也不能动了。
I think every muscle in my body hurt.
我想我身上每一块肌肉都在痛。
So I got into a hot tub.
我到正正最 正在这个热水里面。
And I began to think to myself, how am I ever going to make it the rest of the week?
我想，哎，这我已经这样了，那跟着这个礼拜这几天怎么办呢？
But what I realized was that about the third day, it didn't hurt anymore.
但是后来到第三天，我发觉，哎，好像不痛了。
My muscles had been trained to endure the activity.
我的肌肉已经能够适应了。
That's exactly what God wants to do with trials in our lives.
神把试炼放在我们的身上也是这样，也是这个原因。
He wants us to understand that there is a reason for the trial.
他要我们明白这些试炼是有原因的。
So in these first two points, James lays out the path that we are to travel.
所以这头两点就跟我们讲我们要走的路的原因。
When the trial comes, we should have joy, accept it with joy, and understand that God has a purpose to develop us through it.
当试炼来的时候，我们要知道我这两点，就是我们应该有喜乐的心来接受。第二，就是我们也要明白，这些试炼在我们身上是有目的的。
The next three things that James does is he tells us the attitude in which we should go through the trials with.
下面三点雅各跟我们讲三点，就是我们对这些试炼的态度。
Look in verse 4 with me.
我们一起看第四节。
It says that we should allow endurance to have its perfect result.
雅各跟我们讲忍耐也当成功。
I don't know how well this translates into the Chinese.
不知道这个翻译成中文会不会是一样。
But what the text is really saying is that there is a human involvement and willingness to go through the trial.
这里就的意思就是说，我们应该在这里是有一个人，我们是应该有一个愿意的心来接受的。
You see, God sends the trial, but He expects us to willingly submit to the trial.
神把这个试炼放在我们的生命当中，但是他愿意，我们也愿意去接受这个试炼。
We have our part to play in the trial.
这个试炼我们有我们需要扮演的角色。
If we submit to the trial and not try to escape it, we will be developed spiritually.
如果我们顺服在这个试炼之下，而不是想法逃脱，那我们就可以学到这个功课。
In verse 4, James says that we should submit to the trial willingly so that we may be perfect and complete.
雅各说，我们应该愿意接受这个试探，使我们能够成全完备。
Let me just caution one thing. James is not saying that we will be perfectly sinless.
这里雅各不是说我们会完全就是没有罪。
He is just saying if we submit, then we will be mature. We will become mature Christians.
这里是说，如果我们存服的话，我们就可以在属灵上面增长。
And people will recognize Christ living in us.
而看到我们的人就可以看到基督住在我们身上。
The fourth thing that James says is that we need to have this in our attitude as well. We must have a believing heart.
第四点，雅各跟我们讲的就是我们需要有一个相信的心。
Do you know, when God sends a trial, it's very difficult to understand.
当神把试炼放在我们生命上面，我们可能是很不理解。
It usually takes us by surprise.
可能我们会很惊讶。
Listen, sometimes we get ourselves into hot water, so to speak.
当然有时候我们是把苦难带到我们自己的身上。
And we know how we've gotten into it.
那我们常常做某一些事，把试炼就是我们要负责的。
But either way, if God has sent the trial or we've gotten ourselves into it, we must have a believing heart in God to get out of it.
无论如何，我们应该都有一个相信的心，就是神仍然继续的在我们生命上面做工。
I had an experience one time where I got myself into hot water.
我记得有一次我是自讨苦吃。
When I was living in Chicago, I bought a car for $150.
我以前在念书的时候在芝加哥买了一部车150块。
My wife and I were going in two different directions for work.And we only had one car.
我跟我太太在上班不同的方向，所以我们需要两部车。
So somebody at work said, "I'm selling my car for $150."
有人跟我讲，在我工作的地方，他说我要150块钱卖这部车。
It was a big American car.
是很大的美国车。
And we called it a boat.
就好像一个船一样
Because that's the way it rode, like a boat.
就是飘来飘去的
And it came to the point where I was done with my schooling and I just wanted to get rid of the car.
我念完书的时候我就需要把这部车就是我不需要这部车了
And I took it to the junkyard.
我就去这个卖废车的地方
And as I was waiting in line,A young man came to me and said, "Are you getting rid of that car?"
我在排队的时候，有一个年轻人跟我讲，你是不是要这部车你不要了
？And I said, "Yes, I am."
我说是，这是我的。
And he says, "Look, I work here. The owner will give you $50 for the car, but if you're willing to sell it to me, I'll buy it from you for $50."
他说这里的主人会给你50块钱，但是我需要这部车，你肯不肯把这部车卖给我呢？
So in my haste and not wanting to stand in line, I said okay, and we made the transaction.
那我也不耐烦在那边排队，我就说好，我把这部车卖给你好了。
But I forgot something.
但我忘记了一些东西。
I forgot to get a bill of sale.
我忘记问他拿收据。
And so I didn't think much of it.
我也没有好好的去思想。
But about a week later, I get a knock on the door from a police station, from the policeman.
一个礼拜之后，忽然间有这个警察来敲门。
And he says,Did you own such or do you own such and such a vehicle?
他说你是不是这一部车是你的呢
？And I said yes.
我说是啊。
And so he took so he said to me, "Listen, your vehicle was in an accident. Were you driving the car?" And I said, "No, I sold the car."
他说这部车在一个车祸里面，那是不是你在开呢？我说没有，我把这部车已经卖掉了。
So he told me that the car was in an accident and the other people were slightly injured.
他说啊，这部车在车祸里面，而且对方也受了伤。
And so he said, "Just show me the bill of sale."
他说，那你把收据给我看。
And I said, "I'm sorry, I forgot to get it."
我说啊，对不起，我忘记了拿收据。
Well, he scolded me.
他骂我了。
But he said, "Okay, don't worry, I believe you." And we will take care of it.
他说没关系，我相信你，我们会把这件事处理。
Now, in that trial, I knew I got myself into it.
在这个事项，我知道这是我的错。
But I needed to pray to ask God to get me through it.
但是我需要求神把我从这个事上面替我来处理这件事。
So in verse 5.James tells us, if we lack wisdom when a trial comes upon us, we should ask God for wisdom.
所以第五节就是讲，如果我们需要智慧，我们要求神。
See, in the midst of the trial, it's difficult to understand why these things have happened and what God is intending to accomplish through them. And so we have to pray and ask Him to give us wisdom.
在我们经过这个试炼的时候，我们可能很难明白为什么我们会在这个处境，所以我们要求神把智慧加给我们。
And look at the way that James says that God will respond to our request.
那我们看雅各说神会怎么样来我们问他，他会怎么样回应呢？
James says that God gives to all men generously.
雅各说他会厚赐与我们。
And generously means that he gives without any conditions.
厚赐就是说他给我们而且是无条件的。
So he doesn't say, I will give you wisdom, but you have to do this now. He doesn't say that.
他不会说我会给你，但是你要做这一些事。
He just gladly shares his wisdom with us.
他是很愿意把这个智慧赐给我们。
And then James says,that God will also give the wisdom and without reproach.
他也说他会给我们也不斥责我们。
And that means that he won't scold us, because we don't deserve to ask him.
就是说虽然我们不应得的，他也不会，他给我们的时候也不会骂我们一顿。
I remember I had a teacher one time, and before a big test, the teacher would say, does anybody have any questions before the test tomorrow?
我记得我以前有一个老师，他每一次考试前一天，他跟我们复习的时候就会问我们，大家有什么问题没有？
And then there would be a student that would have a question, and the teacher would respond,I told you that two or three times. Why haven't you remembered?
那通常都会有一个学生说，你可不可以解释这一个问题？那个老师就很生气的说，我已经解释了两三次了，你怎么都没有听好呢？
God will never do that to us, not even in the slightest way.
神一点也不会这样对待我们。
He will not say to us,I gave you a trial that was similar just a year ago. Why are you having trouble with this one?
他不会说，我三年已经给你一样的差不多的经验，你怎么还没有学会呢？
God is gracious.
神是富有有恩典的。
God is merciful.
神是怜悯的。
He doesn't treat us the way we often treat each other.
他不会用我们彼此对待的方法来对待我们。
Now look what James does after he talks about how God will treat us. He does say something about how we need to respond or ask and pray to him.
这里雅各也跟我们讲我们的反应应该是怎么样回应呢？
James says that we should, when we ask,We have to ask in faith, not doubting God at all.
雅各说我们问的时候求的时候要有信心，不要疑惑。
You see, James knows that we might have a problem in asking God with pure faith that he will help us.
雅各知道我们可能会有这个难处，就是我们问的时候我们可能会不是很知道神会不会回应我们。
Because when problems come upon us, we may think that, oh, God isn't interested, it's too small of a problem, or that we don't deserve help from Almighty God.
可能我们想啊，我们的这个难处对神来讲可能太小了，可能他也没有太多的兴趣来听我们的问题。
Or we may even doubt that God will really want to help us with our problems.
可能我们也想，可能神也不是很愿意帮助我们。
We may doubt that God is a good God because He has allowed us to have this problem.
可能我们觉得神让我们经过这些试炼，可能他对我们也不是很好。
If we have that attitude, God will not honor or help us in our request.
这个态度是不能够蒙神的喜悦的。
The scriptures tell us that we cannot be double-minded.
圣经跟我们说，我们不能够心怀二意。
We need to trust that God has a purpose for the trial, and He wants to accomplish something in us through the trial. And so we must ask Him with a believing heart that He will give us wisdom.
我们要相信神容许这些试炼来到我们的身上是有他的意思的，所以我们应该以一个相信的心来到他的面前来求他。
The fifth thing, the final thing that James tells us in verses 9 through 11 is that we must have a humble spirit.
在第九节到第十一节，雅各跟我们讲，我们也应该有一个谦卑的心。
If we are going to go through, travel the path through a trial with joy and an understanding mind, that God wants to strengthen us, we have to go through the trial with a believing heart and also with a submissive heart.
如果我们要在这条考验的路上面能够有这个喜乐的心，而且我们能够明白神的旨意的话，我们需要有一个顺服的心跟一个信靠的心。
But we also have to have a humble spirit.
更加上我们也需要有一个谦卑的心。
Look at the example he gives in these few verses 9 through 11.
我们看看第九节到第十一节。
He says, But let the brother of humble circumstances glory in his high position.
他说谦卑的弟兄身高就该喜乐。
What's he talking about here?
这里讲什么呢？
He's talking about a person that is poor.
这里讲一个穷困的弟兄。
Very likely, monetarily poor.
很可能是经济上面的穷困。
But he says that he should glory in his high position.
这里讲他应该很喜乐，因为他是能够升高。
What is that high position?
这个高到哪里呢？
The high position is that person's position in Christ.
因为他在主基督里面的地位是很高的。
You see, the world doesn't think much of poor people.
因为世界对穷困的人可能很多时候看不起。
You know, the world thinks of poor people as it's their own fault.
世界上想他们的想法就是穷困的人是穷困，是他们的不是他们自己的问题。
And it might be.
可能也是。
The world would rather not be around the poor people.
世人也不愿意在穷困的人的附近。
But God does something different.
但是在神来说是不一样。
He embraces the poor.
他拥抱这些穷困的人。
He welcomes the poor into his presence. And for eternity.
他欢迎他们来到他的 身旁，而且是到永恒里面。
And if a person has a relationship with God through Jesus Christ, they have a high position.
如果一个人在这个与神有一个关系的话，他在神的眼前地位是高的。
In God's eyes, not the world.
在神的眼中，而不一定是在世人的眼中。
So the poor person should glory in the fact that he is in a high place with God and not consider his monetary poor lack of wealth.
所以穷困的人应该在这一方面喜乐，而不是因为他在经济上面的困难而轻看自己。
Now then James turns his attention to the rich person.
然后雅各就让我们看这个富足人。
And he says about the rich person, he says, he says, and let the rich man glory in his humiliation.
这里讲第十节就讲富足的降卑也该如此。
So what he's saying is really quite simple.
他讲的意思是很简单。
He's saying for the person that is rich and wealthy, when he receives a trial, he should say, oh, good, because it reminds me that my wealth isn't as important as my position in the Lord Jesus Christ.
在富足的人在经过试炼的时候，他应该很喜乐，因为这个可以提醒他在今世的富足是很快会过去的。
You see, when the rich man encounters a trial, it gives him the opportunity to remember that wealth isn't everything.
你知道，在这个当一个富足的人，经过试炼的话，他就有机会反省，来思想这个在今世的富足是只是暂时的。
Earthly wealth only lasts a little while.
这个金钱只是一下子就过去了。
How long are we going to live?
我们会生活在这个世上多久呢？
We'll only be able to enjoy it that long.
我们能够享受就是这几年。
But our position in Christ is for eternity.
但是我们在基督里面的地位是永恒的。
So the rich man should embrace the trial because it reminds him of what is most important in life.
所以富足的人也应当欢迎这个试炼，因为这个就能够使他想起这个世上的财富是暂时的。
Isn't it interesting how trials in our lives equal everything out for the wealthy and the poor?
你想，有钱的人或者是穷困的人，一样有试炼会在他们的身上。
Trials make both of them focus on God and what is truly important.
他们经过试炼的时候，他们同样的要仰望神，使他们的眼光向上看。
In conclusion today, I would just like to look and be challenged at one verse in the book of Jeremiah.
所以今天我希望可以用一节的经文来向大家做一个挑战。
I'd like to look at Jeremiah chapter 48.
我们看耶利米书第四十八章
，verse 11.
第十一节，耶利米书四十八章十一节。
Could you just read that? Thank you.
摩亚自幼年以来，常享安逸，如酒在渣滓上正清，没有从这器皿倒在那器皿里，也未曾被掳去，因此它的原味长存，香气未变。
Here Jeremiah is prophesying against the country of Moab.
这里耶利米书是对摩亚这个国家来做一个宣告。
And he says that Moab has been at ease since his youth.
他说摩亚这么多年在自很久了，都未曾经过什么问题。
Moab has not experienced any trials as a country in their life.
摩亚这个国家还未曾经过什么苦难。
And so he uses this description. He talks about how wine is made.
所以他用造酒这个来形容他们这个国家。
Back in those days, they would crush the grapes And they would put the juice into a vessel.
那个时候他们造酒就是把这个葡萄压碎，然后把它放在大缸里面。
And what would happen is all of the pulp, like the skin of the grape and everything, would settle to the bottom.
那些皮啊，那些纸啊，那些固体的都是沉淀在下面。
And what they would do is then they would take, after it settled to the bottom, they would take another jar and they would slowly pour the wine from one jar to the next.
那过了不久，他们就会把这个缸上面那酒清的一部分就倒在另外一个缸里面。
But they wouldn't pour to the very bottom. All the things that settled on the bottom, they would leave in the first jar.
那他们就会很小心下面的沉淀物，他们就不会把它倒在第二个缸里面。
And then after a while, they would let that jar sit, and they would repeat the process.
那过了一阵子，他们会把第二个缸倒在第三个缸里面。
And then after about four or five times, the wine would be pure and it wouldn't be bitter and it would be good and more tasteful to drink.
那过了这样做四五次之后，这个酒就会很清，所以就不会有很多杂质在里面。
And that is a description of trials.
这个就是试炼的一个很好的形容。
You see, they've never, he's saying that Moab has never been purified by the trials of life.
他说摩亚还未被试炼来这样的净化。
They haven't been poured from one vessel to the next.
他们从未被从一个器皿倒到另外一个器皿里面。
Trials have not made them pure.
试炼没有把他们净化。
And the question for us today is, how have we been handling trials in our lives?
所以今天对我们每一个所问的问题就是，我们有没有被这个试炼来净化呢？
Have we been matured through trials, or have we just tried to avoid them?
我们经过试炼，我们有没有属灵方面成长呢？或者是我们是尽量避免这些试炼？
Have we become more like Christ as we have been given trials, or do we taste the same as we did on the first day that we accepted the Lord Jesus Christ?
我们经过试炼有没有被神净化呢？或者是我们的味道还就是像我们刚刚信主那一天一样呢？
James is challenging us.
雅各在这里向我们做一个挑战。
And he's asking us, how have you accepted the trials of your life?
他在这里问我们，我们对这些试炼的态度是怎么样呢？
Have you accepted them and grown more mature in Christ?
我们有没有经过这些试炼，我们在属灵方面有成长呢？
Brothers and sisters, let us consider and reflect on how we have been accepting our trials in life.
弟兄姐妹，让我们在这一个试炼的问题上面做好好的思想。
And let us commit ourselves to growing in Christ through them.
让我们都愿意经过试炼，使我们能够在主里成长。
Amen.
Amen.